Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We actually have a big, long show tomorrow, so we're debating. Do we want to hit those college football topics tomorrow when we have a good, passionate 2 hours? Or do we want to hit your little, our little bogey has grown up and gone national. He picked a fight with a national NFL commentator today. And I dare say, I can't believe I think Bogey might have won the fight.
Oh, well, first of all, it wasn't meant to be a fight. There is no winner or loser. And
yeah, okay, right. There he is.
First of all, Bogey, if you're getting into a spat on Twitter, aren't both of you a loser? Is there really ever a winner when you're going back and forth and you're looking at your phone, like waiting for the next notification? Oh, yeah. He responded.
All right, now I'm going back.
I knew he was going to say that. I have the perfect response.
To people your little Twitter fight. You were offended at something Dan Orlovsky said. And Dan Orlovsky, who I think is an excellent commentator, the former Lions quarterback.
Yes.
But he's also friends with Matthew Stafford and wanted to defend his guy, which to me, if you're going to be a national football commentator, I don't think you should like step out of that role just to defend your guy. And when your guy, he wasn't getting unduly, I mean, he was getting criticized, Matthew Stafford, but people weren't saying like he's the biggest bumble. I think we even said he's a good quarterback. He's great in the community. People like him. But he hasn't produced enough, but Orlovsky really fired back.
That's what I think got me. And Orlovsky sent out this tweet. It was last night. I was fully embroiled in the college football playoff ranking show and college basketball. Duke, oh my God, they look unbelievable.
Oh.
So I didn't respond last night, but I did. It popped back up on my Twitter feed this morning, and I just couldn't help myself. Okay, so Dan Orlovsky sent the following tweet. Quote, I try to keep my mouth quiet, basically. He missed the word mouth.
He did miss the word mouth.
And respectful to all, but enough is enough. At Detroit Lions NFL, so he literally tagged the Lions in this, fans, I'm all for critiquing someone's performance and all, but let's not attack someone who's given you his heart, soul, and guts like Matthew has. He's given the team and city everything he has all the time. The dude gives everything he has. The least you can do is respect that. Okay,
I think people do respect.
I agree. That's
why
I was like,
for the most part, he plays through pain. He's durable.
We've heard the story. What of him driving to the facility at 6 a.m. and helping somebody on the freeway? Like, I think we all kind of get that he does work his ass off, and no one's questioning whether or not he works hard. Right.
Right. And he's clearly Dan Orlovsky. And again, let me make. I really respect Dan Orlovsky. I think he's fashioning a nice commentating career. Yes, and I like his film study and everything else.
He does his homework at the very least.
He does his homework.
If you're going to criticize Dan Orlovsky for anything, it's not going to be that he doesn't work hard or he doesn't really try. You can clearly tell that he puts in time to do
this. Right, and he addresses this to fans about critiquing. So not so much the media, which is usually the punching bag in this, but fans being, you know, people who call in here, people on social media.
We're the conduit to fans.
But it's not like it's 98% against Stafford in that, you know, they want him. There is some harsh criticism, and there should be. I wrote a critical column today, which I don't think is out of line to point out. And I would say the responses about 60-40, 60% saying, thank God, somebody's saying, really? Come on. You think Stafford's the problem? The typical thing you hear.
Yeah.
And but that said, what about the larger issue of, does Stafford need to be defended or should he be defended? Because his wife, Kelly Stafford, also did on Instagram, whatever, after the game. Which, again, totally fine. I don't have a problem with any of the, we can't be sensitive in the media and say, like, wait a minute, I criticize you, but you can't criticize me. No, I don't care about any of that.
Yeah.
But I just, it's not a great look when you're clearly just defending somebody because he's a friend.
Yes.
That's not a great look.
And that was my problem with it. Not to mention the whole Mrs. Stafford deal. I mean, you're telling people that if you didn't play the game, how can you be commenting on it? Well, you're basically telling yourself you shouldn't be commenting on it because how do you know that anyone's wrong? I mean, you didn't play either. Right, you don't know. Anyway, for me, and I responded to Orlovsky. I thought I was, you know, thoughtful until the end. I did take a little bit of a jab. And
what was your first response here?
All I said was, it's possible to respect the guy for working hard while being pissed off that after 10 years, his greatest accomplishment is what? Some stats? If a division crown or playoff wins haven't happened yet, it's fair to question whether it ever will with 9 here. We get it. You're friends with him.
Yeah.
So I was good up until the end.
And he did respond and say, yes, I am friends with him, but that's not what, right? I can be objective. I believe that was his response.
Yes, and he said his greatest accomplishment is taking an organization that was an absolute laughingstock and consistently bringing them into a playoff picture on a relatively yearly basis.
Well, I mean,
not to mention NFL records. Look, he's taken him to the playoffs 3 times. I get it. Okay.
3 out of essentially 8 years, because his first 2 years he was.
Fair enough.
3 out of 7 years. No, 3 out of 8 years. Whatever. Because he broke his shoulder, whatever, the first 2 years.
He had
injuries.
I mean, look, if you want to, we can simply ask, does Orlovsky have a point? I mean, you got a lot of people, you know, that come out and say Stafford isn't the problem. They still got to continue to get him help and blah, 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 blah. But it's been a decade of trying to get him help and surround him with talent and figure it out.
Let's make it the larger issue so it doesn't just become Stafford and he's like, they're bad, whatever.
Fine.
The larger issue is, can you respect a guy's effort, respect that he's, and still be angry at the results? And I think you can. I think, as a matter of fact, I think that's like how sports works. Like, good effort, but God, not good enough. Or it's not like he's dogging it, I don't think. But it's almost like Orlovsky thought people didn't recognize that Stafford, you know, is a man of the community and has done good things and works hard.
Mm-hmm.
I think people recognize that. But this is pro sports. This isn't intramurals.
People want a winner.
This isn't intramurals. What is it, son?
This isn't intramurals, dog.
Brother. That's what it is.
What a lie.
Go play intramurals, brother.
Oh, people want wins. They want to have a team that they actually enjoy watching and enjoy getting behind. And I don't think anyone really enjoys this Lions team and this version of it with Matthew Stafford. And I know, you know, there are other people that responded and said, boy, you know, gosh, Stafford has been there. You know, at least you guys flirt with the playoffs every year. You take Stafford off this team, the ceiling for them is 6 wins. And my whole thing is, okay, that's fine. I understand that. But the ceiling with him already is like 8 or 9 wins. So if you miss the playoffs with 8 or 9 wins, or you miss the playoffs with 3 or 4 wins, it's actually better to have 3 or 4 wins because then you get a higher draft pick.
You know what? And we'll go to the break in the phones. But you know what? I can't believe I'm going to say this, but this popped in my head and I mean it. You know what the NFL needs?
This ain't intramurals, baby.
No, that too. You know what the NFL needs? They need war. They need wins above replacement. I would love to see how they would calculate what removing Stafford and putting an average quarterback in his spot, what that would be.
His war would probably be pretty good.
See, it probably would
not
be,
gonna lie.
I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, based on the Lions' lack of stuff around him.
But still, this ain't intramurals, baby.
This ain't intramurals, brother.
248-539-9797. We can get to some of the feedback coming up. Just an interesting back and forth. The commentary by Orlovsky. If you want to hit on it, you have something to say. We'll get to you coming up. 97.1.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.